It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Dr. Gary Yarbrough has practiced family medicine in small towns for 30 years. His career took him to Kentucky and Michigan before he and his family moved to Parsons, Kansas in 1994. He joins us today by telephone from his offices on Main Street. And Dr. Yarbrough, thanks for taking time with us today. So nice to have you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, your medical practice includes patients from the Amish community, and although you're not a member of that community, you've adopted their style of dress. Some questioned why your decision to you've done that, including your brother. How did you explain that to him?
Well, Amish children don't understand English until they've been to school for a few years. They're raised with either the Pennsylvania Dutch to the south of us or the Swiss dialect to the north of us. And it's scary enough for a child to go to a doctor. It's even more so if the doctor looks strange and doesn't speak a word they can understand. So by looking somewhat Amish and being able to speak their dialect, the children are put at ease and they're not frightened, and you can certainly do a better exam on a child that's not screaming and crying.
And so what do you wear, doctor?
Oh, drop-fall pants, band collar shirts. It looks somewhat Amish.
Well, doctor, you've written a book about some of your experiences. That book is titled House Calls, Stories from 30 Years of Rural Medicine Among the Amish and English. You say a favorite story among readers of the book is the recollection about Emma. Tell us about this remarkable woman named Emma.
Well, her father and uncles fought in a civil war, and thanks to some bad marksmanship and the grace of God, they survived. Huh. But they didn't have much money. So they pooled their resources, started up a wholesale retail furniture business, and within 10 years were fairly well-to-do. Her father then married and built for her mother this beautiful brick home outside of town because he didn't feel a town was a fitting place to raise children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And her other wedding present was she could go through their warehouse and pick out what she wanted to furnish it with. And they had four children in that home. Emma was the youngest, born in 1880 when Rutherford B. Hayes was president.
My God. My goodness.
Now she married at age 18, and she and her husband moved into the home with her parents, his intention being to build them a home. But then he ran off a few months later with the Rough Riders to Cuba and was killed in action. So here in 1898, she finds herself a pregnant 18-year-old widow. And she gave birth to her son in that same home, and then talking with her parents, they all decided she would go to normal school, which was a two-year teacher college where they were all across the country. Emporia State was the normal school here in Kansas. So she did that and taught school for 40 years until she was forced to retire. In 1955, when she was 75 years old and hypertensive and had had a slight stroke with the loss of some of the use of her left arm, a power company was coming through there, buying up a right-of-way for a transcontinental power line, and it was going to go right through her house. And she told them, you're going to have to shoot me to get me out of here. I was born in this house. I've lived here all my life. My son was born in this house. This is my home, and I'm not moving. So they made waves to file papers with the county courthouse for eminent domain to force her to sell. But the local sheriff said, you know, she was my fourth-grade teacher. I'm not serving papers on her. You're going to have to think of something else, folks, you know. I'm not serving papers on her.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided with all this community opposition, they would have a contract with her whereby they would buy her house and land at fair market value, give her the money up front, and in the contract it said she was allowed to live there until she died in that home. And she agreed and signed the papers.
How long did she live, doctor?
Well, I first met her when she was 102 and had already made him wait 27 years. I took care of her for her blood pressure until she passed away in 104. And interestingly, the first time I was called to see her at the house, they said, come to the back door. Her housekeeper told me that. I thought, well, that's a little strange. And when I got out there, I realized why, because the front porch was falling off the front of the house and the front door was not usable. And later, Emma told me that, the house belonged to the power company now. That's their front porch. The back door works, and we're going to use it.
What kind of patient was she for you to deal with, doctor?
She was a delightful. She was a Southern lady, truly a lady. In fact, after my first visit, when I finished up, I was about to leave. She said, "No, you must stay for tea." And that house was an antique dealer's paradise. The furniture her mother had picked out looked brand new. She even had an Edison Victrola or record player, but actually it was wax cylinders. And she had a couple dozen of those, and it still worked.
Well, I hope you'll come back and visit with us in a couple of weeks, because you tell a great story about why a visit to your office costs $46. Why don't we save the answer for that when you come back in a couple of weeks?
All right. That'll be fine.
Dr. Yarbrough, it's been a pleasure, and we'll visit again sometime soon here, okay?
Thank you for calling.
That's Dr. Gary Yarbrough. He practices family medicine in Parsons, Kansas.